Let's pick up Tim in Michigan, and he's got a question about some old health problems. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I had a smallpox vaccine my mother told me when I was a baby. I'm 52 years old. And also, then I had my tonsils and adenoids removed as a boy because I had congestion.
Yep.
And then when I was a teenager, for acne, I went on...
I appreciate the history, but what is the question?
I tend to be fatigued quite a bit, and the doctor told me several years ago that I have mitral valve prolapse, and...
I don't think that's the reason you're fatigued, though.
Okay.
Okay. What I would say is, how old a man are you, Tim?
I'm 52.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
150.
See, what I would say right out of the box is that as we hit about age 35 to 40, 45, digestion starts to fail because we're being fed cooked food when we were engineered for raw food. So when you're eating that cooked food without a digestion, it doesn't take long before the food is not digesting completely, and that incompletely digested food is always picked up from the small intestine through the hepatoportal artery and dumped in the liver. And as we do this for a while, the liver gets toxic, and of course, the real high sign that this is going on is when you eat a meal, especially a big meal, and afterwards you're sleepy. That tells you right away the liver's got an issue, okay? And so what I'd be doing is try to get the liver back to track with some max stress B. And, of course, these Bs are normally made in the small intestine, so if the food coming in is rotting, then, of course, there can't be much B production. So at your age and your weight, I'd start out at a quarter teaspoon because it's very strong, and I'd gradually build up to about 2 teaspoons per day. Lord willing, that's going to kick the pants out of the fatigue. But then to make sure it doesn't come back and not to have to take B for your entire life, what I would do is get on the HCL detox kit so you can digest your food properly.
I also had a kidney stone, Dr. Bob.
Okay, well, let me get to that in just a minute, but I'll make a note of it. But that's another issue. Just let me finish with the digestion. So for you at your age, I'd use about 4-HCL, about 2-activator, end of the meal. And 2 Quantum Digest. Now you're digesting the food good. A month or two of the bees, you may be able to kick the bees. You got your energy back, your strength back. Now, there's no question that the vaccination can be a time bomb ticking there, but I don't think it's necessarily the fatigue right now. Now, the kidney stone, that's another issue. If it was an oxalate stone, usually this links to issues with nanobugs. And so here you may want to get on something called heart nano detox, and because this guy in 4 months usually can get you back to track. And the way we get this problem, the nano issue, is low stomach acid, because the bugs in the food get a carte blanche to the body. So the what I would do there is heart nano, and at your body weight, your age, probably... Oh, about 5 teaspoons in about 16 to 24 ounces of water, and you would sip that after breakfast. You do it for 4 months. We have seen just wonderful success after success in helping the body to get back its strength and energy when you do that. Okay, Tim?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Give me a call after a month or so. Let me know how you're doing.
All right.
Take care. Bye now.